Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro-broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is frickin' Friday. It's the 22nd day of October, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 43 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 47 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And rain. It's been raining pretty good, and we're supposed to have a huge, oh man, they're calling it some kind of crazy name, a snow bomb. Oh, I hope so. I hope it does. I hope it dumps 8 feet of fucking snow right in the first time it comes down. Wouldn't hurt my feelings none at all. I hate the winter. I hate, you know, having to go through the snow and stuff, but this dryness and this summer was hell. The best part of the goddamn year, and they just fucking burned the whole goddamn place down and made sickening. That's all I can say. Sickening. Anyway, we'll see what we'll be jumping into here. Gas hits $7.59 a gallon in California town. That'd be a good spot.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Gas hit $7.59 a gallon in California town. This is from ABC News. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Gas keeps getting more and more expensive, people, especially in California, but perhaps nowhere is it pricier than in the remote central coast community of Gorda. The town's only gas station is offering regular unleaded for $7.59. Premium is nearly $8.50. Now, this place, I was watching on the stupid box. They were talking about it. And this place is 12 miles. They have one sign that says 12 miles to the next gas and 40 miles to the next gas going the other way. And so you're talking a 60-mile difference to the next place where there's two or three gas stations and some competition. So this is just some fucking thieves, gouging because they can, because there is no price controls. And, you know, they're taking our petroleum. And, you know, they on the stupid box, they're blaming, you know, it's the Biden administration. And by God, it sure as hell is. It's these communists. It's the Communist Committee consisting of George Soros and fucking Barry Sanders and fucking Barack Obama and goddamn AOC and the squad and, you know, Pocahontas, whatever the fuck her name is. But this is just like the powder, people. This is just like our ammunition. See, these fucking communists think they're gonna force us onto either you're gonna ride a bus or ride a train, where you can't sit and smoke a cigarette, where they can fucking tell you what to do, then come down and fucking, like on the airplanes, fucking beating the shit out of people and stuff and little kids. You gotta wear a fucking mask. You're gonna do it if you wanna go any fucking where. Because this is gonna make the poor, if you're rich, this ain't gonna affect you. If you're fucking poor, you just got your fucking wings clipped. The town has long been known for having some of the highest prices in the country. A sign at the gas station notes the next nearest station is 40 miles away to the north and 12 miles to the south. And you're talking about the coast here. That's the 101. So the 101 fucking, I mean, if you go to get to the next town, the beyond, either way, where the gas is cheaper, you have to drive right through this fucking town. So it isn't a matter of transportation. This is like I said, it's like the gunpowder. Well, yeah, we can't go after your guns. We'll just make it so that, you know, we have no gunpowder being made in the United States now. They quit making the fucking black powder. And Hodgkins, I guess, had bought up all the other companies. Now, wait, that's not a fucking monopoly. I mean, that ain't a communist monopoly for the very fucking purpose of fucking making sure that the American people are fucking deprived of fucking ammunition for their guns, is it? Now, wait, you don't want to do it? We ain't going to fight you because we're fucking cowards. We'll never come up and fight you to your face because we're fucking cowards. You'd never stand in any man's face, you fucking punk bitch motherfuckers. This is how they fight people. So this is how you gotta fight back. You getting it? Getting what I was saying yesterday? They wanna play these fucking, you know, in the 70s when they tried this fucking shit because they wanted that goddamn Alaskan pipeline? So they created this false fucking shortage? People were ripping the goddamn, pumps right out of the fucking ground. They were ripping the fucking gas stations apart. They weren't fucking taking it in the ass and saying, well, I guess I just gotta take it in the ass because, well, they're the government and they're in control. Gorda is located along Big Sur coast, about 40 minutes north of San, 40 minutes north of San, I guess it's Saman. I don't know what the hell that word is. Anyway, let's go to the next fucking article. Joe Biden boasts plan to take millions of vehicles off highway by putting people on trains. You see this son of a bitch? You see how they do shit? Do they come up and do they fucking take it away from you, or do they do it like a fucking queer, like a punk little bitch queer? God damn you. I mean, you know, through fucking, we should just fucking do what, go, but you won't give us the fucking gas, we'll come fucking take it. You got it, you motherfuckers? You ain't gonna do this shit to us. Not only does this fucking deprive us of fucking gas, but in trying to force us onto his fucking Amtrak, Which is, you know, the last time I went to Amtrak was my mic shit. That was been so many years ago. I don't know, 10, 15 years ago. I had to get a ticket for my boys to go back up to school. And I pulled out cash money to pay for the ticket. And they said it was 15% more if I paid with cash money, you know, the fucking fiat currency. And I didn't have a credit card then. So I had to pay 15% extra for the goddamn ticket using what's supposed to be the United States currency, huh? This is Joe Biden. This ain't Joe Biden. You know, I want to fucking have him like, you know, like Trump. He was there at least. You know, he was the fucking he was a higher participant. Not that he ran any goddamn thing, but he was a higher participant in the fucking treachery. This fucking Joe Biden is fucking dead from the neck up, and everybody goddamn knows it. He did a town hall meeting yesterday, and it's a goddamn joke. And they were, they've been showing like, on the stupid box even. I mean, they cannot deny it anymore. Like Kamala Harris, you know, acting all goofy and stuff, hiring child actors. I mean, acting like fucking, they don't have a goddamn clue. I mean, if there were people running the country, I mean, if you were going to pick somebody to run the country, yeah, I mean, even in the corporate level, this is on purpose, man. These son of a bitches do what they're told by the committee, and they're just the faces up front. That's all they are. They don't have a fucking two brain cells to rub together. But here, Joe Biden plans to take millions of vehicles off the highway. You motherfucker, you won't take mine off the highway. Where there's a will, there's a fucking way, motherfucker. But I mean, this is just the talking points. I mean, one of the things, like I said, at that town hall meeting, which was, I mean, it was laughable. People were laughing about it. This is how goofy it's fucking got, people. They're laughing at town, at what's supposed to be the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, that doesn't have two brain cells left to rub together. Anyway, this is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. He's not even, you can't even call him a meat puppet. That son of a bitch, he should be in a fucking rest home. He doesn't even know where he's at half the goddamn time. I have to believe they have tracking beepers on him in case he slips off, like a person with Alzheimer's. President Joe Biden revisited his love of trains during a trip to his hometown in Scranton, Pennsylvania on Wednesday, promising to get millions of vehicles off the road. We will take literally millions of automobiles off the road. Take! I'm getting sick of hearing the word fucking take. I'm getting sick of hearing the word allow. You fucking corporate cocksuckers. You don't fucking take shit from me. And you don't fucking allow me to do anything, you motherfuckers. You are illegitimate fucking treasonous bastards in violation of the fucking law of this land. You are criminals. And criminals don't fucking allow me to do anything. And criminals do not fucking take from me. If I catch them, you know, I'll tell you what I'll do to a fucking criminal. You fucking think you're going to violate our fucking rights? You're going to remove that Bill of Rights? Here's some more of your attack from the ACLU people. And some more attack on your goddamn Bill of Rights. Let's go on with this a little bit. If more people took trains, Biden argued, it would save millions of barrels of oil and reduce pollution. And then they come up on the fucking stupid box. And they try to tell you, well, the reason that the gas is so high is because he shut down the Keystone Pipeline, which has nothing to do with the fucking petrol in this fucking country. The line they were building was to go to Texas and so that it could be fucking sent to that Israeli fucking refinery down there and the fucking finished product shipped out of this fucking country. Nothing to fucking do with it. And we had such a glut just a few months back, that it was minus $40 a barrel. And the fucking gas was coming down, it was still outrageous. We shouldn't even have to pay for goddamn gas. Our country is oil rich and the resources of this country belong to we the fucking people. They have been fucking taken from us without due process of the law, and strong arm fucking robbery is all you can fucking call it. This is not hyperbole. This is a fact. He insisted. Fuck, he got that word. This is a fact. He insisted. These are facts. I'll tell you some fucking facts, you son of a bitch. You fucking make it so people can't even get away from your fucking asses for a little bit. And you're looking, people have had it with you, you fucker man. I don't know nobody that ain't fucking had it with you. And another thing, they were talking on the fucking stupid box last night, and they were talking about, like the gas and the disruption in the supply line. All this stuff just happened all of a sudden, like COVID. COVID does not fucking exist. It never did. This is a planned fucking operation. This is how I was like, fuck you. Fuck your electric car. Shove it up your electric ass. I'm not driving a fucking electric car. I'm driving a fucking gas car like I always fucking have. And whether you like it or not, son of a bitch, you're not my fucking. See, the way they treat us is like they're our guardians, people. That's the way they're fucking treating us as fucking subjects under that fucking 14th Amendment. Like they have some kind of fucking guardianship over us. And they can tell us when we can go. Yes, go ahead.
Henry, that word is hyperbole.
Hyperbole.
How you pronounce it?
Okay.
Hyperbole. And what? Don't worry about it. Anyway,
let's make sure it's here. It's hyperbole.
Hyperbole. Yeah.
That's what it comes out to.
It's like talking to hear yourself talk. is what hyperbole means. It means like so if you reread it, think of that word, and you'll better understand what they're, what the guy who's, whoever's writing this article means. Is they're not just talking to hear themselves talk, you know.
Uh-huh, yeah, I'm not talking to hear my own voice. I hear you.
No, I don't mean you.
I know, yeah, but hyperbole. I'm not talking to hear my fucking head rattle either.
All right. Keep going.
Thank you. This is a fact, he insisted. These are facts. You know, the facts are, you son of, I mean, they're talking about it like, you know, people have completely lost confidence in the Biden administration, and they're all a bunch of fools, and they're trying to act like this, they're just, you know, this is a bumbling thing that's going along, but this country is being run by a goddamn communist committee, people. If you cannot see that, you're blind in one eye and can't see out of the other. Because it fucking is. This is Bernie fucking Sanders. This is fucking Barry Satoro, a.k.a. Barack Obama. The south side of Chicago, back alley fucking south side of Chicago pimp. This is goddamn, this is the fucking squad. This is, they were talking about, they're saying this on the goddamn stupid box now. They're saying there's just a handful of these people. I mean, they don't even amount to shit, but they've got all of the power. That's what they're fucking telling you on the stupid box. Well, then let's get rid of this handful of fucking traitors and get back to fucking business and fucking get back to living our lives. Let's crush these motherfuckers. Even a lot of their fucking advocates are backing fucking away from them when they see how stupid this shit is and the suffering that it causes. And they're, you know, and still, you know, they're not going to get no more fucking money. Because people are starting to see, you know, when those $1,200 checks were coming in, everybody's like, oh man, $1,200, yeah, oh man, cool. Hey, you know what? You can have all the fucking money in the world. If there ain't nothing to buy with it, you're screwed. If there ain't no fucking groceries on the shelf, you're screwed. And then they fucking, well, hell, you got $1,200. How much, just in the price of gas since you got that $1,200 check, how much more have you paid for fucking gas, groceries, electricity, every fucking thing on the goddamn list? They have more than fucking tripled, taken away what they fucking claim to give you. That is how communists work. And they are fucking, they're goddamn capitalists too. Because they're goddamn, I mean, the one was on there, that Steve Snotface son of a bitch Moore. He was on there, he was talking, said, well, you're right about that because, you know, I don't care how high gas goes. I'm fucking a millionaire. It don't fucking bother me at all. Of course it don't. This is a way to control the little people. You see, the peasants, the peons, the coolies. This is a way to control you, just like fucking the gunpowder. This is a way to fucking try to, you know, how are you going to get all those cars off the road? Well, we'll raise the gas up till only the filthy rich can afford it, and they all got fucking the Tesla fucking plug it in the fucking wall cars. I guess we win. I guess you don't. Like I said, I told you people, man, break something. Do something. Don't just sit there on your fucking ass and take this. These son of a bitches are just a handful. They're even admitting it in the main fucking stream. Because, I mean, even the people in the fucking mainstream, I mean, to try to preserve any kind of credibility for their propaganda machine are having, I mean, when the goddamn truth is beating you in the face, you better fucking get on board with a little bit of the truth or you are going to lose absolutely every bit of the credibility. And the fact is, they've already lost the credibility. We're at war. We have been at war. And there's people that are saying, you know, like the fucking one of those, it was either a congressman or a senator yesterday, this is marching us forward on into communism. They're saying it to you. This ain't just Henry, that fucking hillbilly on the fucking radio. They're telling you. So what does it take? Well, you got to have your, you know, like that woman raped on that train by that fucking illegal alien who'd already raped somebody in this fucking country, been turned fucking loose back again, and fucking 12 people or 10 people or 22 stops watched this son of a bitch over a 40-minute period molest this woman and then was raping her. By the time that one of the fucking like transit cops, he comes on, he doesn't even fucking jump. I mean, this is a little fucking prick from El Salvador or somewhere. I don't know. I think he might have been from Honduras or one of them fucking places. But he'd already been convicted of fucking this shit before, sexual assault and what might have you. And then fucking people just stood there. This guy, he calls the police. Yeah, and they showed a picture of this man. He's fucking probably about 6'3", about fucking probably 220 or 30 pounds. He could have picked that guy up and threw him through the fucking train wall. But he called the fucking police, and finally a cop came, and the guy's on her fucking her. And the cop pulls him off. Now we'll see. I mean, I asked before, what the hell are you going to do? Are you going to polish that fucking gun while they're screwing your old lady in the fucking goddamn living room floor? With your kids watching and them being next. You people, this shit has to stop. I mean, you talk about intolerable acts. Fuck, man. Jesus Christ. We are right now, as they're talking about this shit, they're talking, well, we could tap into the reserves and drop it maybe 18 cents. Fuck you. I want the goddamn, I am the American national, this fucking country belongs to me. You motherfucker are supposed to be my representative. But you're not. I mean, I know you're a corporation, but you're still fucking holding that fiscal fucking office. You will fucking put that goddamn moratorium on export. If they put that moratorium on exports back into effect, that's 100 million barrels fucking, I don't know if it's a month or a day. They're shipping it right out of this fucking country and then buy. We gotta go talk to OPEC. We gotta go talk to the Arabs. Why should we? You're about to become the number one oil exporter in the world at the same time that I can't fucking afford enough gas to go to the grocery store where I can't afford groceries. Boy, these guys are doing a fucking bang up job. I mean, and all you, I mean, these communists, I mean, these young people who fucking followed this fucking ideology, they're waking up. They're fucking feeling it. Hey, welcome to communism. It wasn't quite the utopia they fucking preached it to you as a child in school. Now, is it? In fact, it's getting worse every day, and I keep coming back to thinking about that old Romanian woman that I talked to. I think I was broadcasting on RBN then, but she called in, and I mean, I talked to her for quite a long while. And she was from Romania or one of those places like that. And she talked about how the communism was brought into that fucking place. And everything that she has told me is just happening, right? I mean, we're in the end throes here. And these son of a bitch are desperate. They're scared because they know we can wipe them out in a fucking day. And you got the goddamn mainstream telling you this is a handful of people taking all the power. A handful of people. Now, fucking, you can hire your goddamn mercenaries if they want to fucking try and fight the largest army on planet Earth, or you can just shut these motherfuckers down. Tell them that not one more goddamn barrel of oil is going to leave these fucking shores. It will be, every barrel of oil will be manufactured within the United States of America. It will be fucking refined, and the products will not leave the goddamn United States of America. You did that, you'd fucking be paying 2 cents a gallon for fucking gas. Because it already fucking belongs to you. It's being fucking stolen from you. They're paying $15 a barrel for fucking oil that as soon as when it's your oil, it's like everything else, like the fucking banker. When you got a dollar, it's worth a dollar. You hand it to a fucking banker, it's worth $9 more. Because he can leverage it. They're paying us $15 a barrel for our fucking sweet crude oil. And then they're turning around, and as soon as it gets in their possession, it's worth $70 a barrel. They go to a fucking slave country and fucking refine it and bring it back here and sell us our home fucking goddamn gas at fucking $4 or $5 a fucking gallon right now. I guess that would kind of push that communist agenda that you ain't going to have a gas-powered vehicle, wouldn't it? And if, you know, you get completely dependent upon fucking electricity, man, the grid went out, you'd be in fucking trouble, wouldn't you? I mean, that'd be your heating, everything, because they're talking about completely, it's for that green energy thing, man. While the fucking Chinese are over there taking all this goddamn oil, the fucking natural gas being shipped down to fucking Mexico, and that huge pipeline, we paid the fucking bill to give them our fucking goddamn. This winter, when you're fucking cold, when you're sitting in your living room with your goddamn long johns on and your fucking pants on and your fucking winter boots and your coat, and it's about 7 degrees outside or 7 below, you think about the fact that the goddamn your natural gas that you can't get Because number one is it's going to go to fucking Mexico first because that's fueling the economy that's taking the rest of your fucking economy away. This is how these fuckers fight. They won't come up and give you a straight up fight to your face. They will fucking wait until they've, just like you look at goddamn Iraq, Desert Dust 1. You know, when they had the no-fly zone and stuff, they starved too. They told old Albright, you know, it was an interview with her, that they had starved 250,000 fucking Iraqi children to fucking death. She goes, that's just overhead, the price of war. That's what she fucking said. But that's what they're trying to do to us in our own goddamn country that we're sitting in, armed.
Acceptable collateral.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's not, but it's acceptable to them. It ain't acceptable to me. I'm telling you people, man, you fucking corner me, I'll come out like a goddamn Tasmanian devil at your ass. You motherfuckers. Now it's come to the point to where, you know, supply and demand fucking ain't in it, people. And to have the gall to say that Keystone Pipeline shutting it down is why we're paying so much for gas. See, it serves two purposes. It fucking makes the Trump tards go, say, I told you so. And they, that pipeline, and Trump did it. That pipeline wasn't going to no goddamn U.S. refinery, asshole. That fucking pipeline was a fucking offshoot to go down to fucking Texas to a fucking Jewish fucking refinery where they will fucking take the fucking product, or maybe they'll just take the fucking oil itself now that they're exporting. Right now, I'll bet you that we're the number one exporter of oil as our people are paying $5 a fucking gallon, well, $7 in some places for fucking gasoline. Now, you ain't being fucked and you don't know it. And that's just the pissy part of it. That ain't even the real fucking hardcore tyranny you're fixing to face. The hardcore tyranny comes in when, well, we've got other stories here about, you know, fucking rape. When they're raping your fucking children, when it ain't safe for your child to walk down the street or fucking for your wife to drive down to the store. And I've told you guys all along, and you're watching it fucking happen as I told you it would. When you're afraid to let your wife go down to the store and get a fucking gallon of milk and drive your car down to the store in a small town where I live, and you won't let her go by herself because you're afraid somebody will fucking rape or kill her, then you'll just sit there and then you'll get that gun, boy. Man, they'll leave me alone. Maybe you'll put a sign out on your gate. I got a really shiny gun and 30,000 rounds of ammunition. I'm ready for you. Don't come in here or you'll shit. I love it when I run into those fucking, so I'll be up in the fucking woods and these goddamn Californians who are buying up the public fucking lands because they're Masons and they can do so because they just have it transferred from the Forest Service over to the BLM and then they go down to the fucking Masonic Lodge and they make their fucking deals. And then I go down a goddamn road I've been going down all my life that I know is goddamn public land. I own the old maps that show it as Forest Service fucking land. So I know what fucking happened. And I come up and there's this sign. Intruders will be shot. And those who don't die will be shot. You fucking punk bitch. I'll kick your fucking sign over. I'll walk down, kick your fucking door in, and beat your fucking face in, punk bitch. You better watch your fucking signs. They might piss somebody like me off. You come to my fucking home. You destroy my fucking life, the way I fucking live. You destroy the fucking culture I grew up in. And you fucking think you're going to threaten me? You better think on it some more, you motherfuckers. I kid you not. Biden boasted $66 billion in government spending and subsidized trains in the infrastructure bill. You ain't getting that infrastructure bill, people. He ain't getting that motherfucker. Enough people, I mean, everybody's fucking figured this shit out. They throw a bunch of fucking money at you. That fucking, that wasn't fucking, no product was created. There was it was just pulled out of thin air and typed into a fucking computer. Man, you're asking for what the Weimar Republic got, and that's where we're fucking headed. And inflation, man, I thought that was just a word. Oh yeah? What do you think about it now? And these will be the first motherfuckers down there fucking, you know, to get the goddamn food boxes and shit. The first ones in fucking line. I mean, and driving a brand new car and have to go to the fucking food bank to get food. I mean, you stupid motherfuckers. It's like this. You know, I've never understood this fucking, how people could, you know, fucking fall for such an ignorant fucking idea. Now, I'm in fucking debt, okay? I'm in debt to the point that, fuck, I'm going bankrupt. So I go out and I fucking borrow, let's say I'm in debt $100,000. And I go out and I fucking borrow a fucking $100,000. And I go buy a fucking $200,000 car. And I owe it, and you know, I get $100,000 down, I can get the fucking car. I pay one fucking month's worth of my fucking bills and buy a fucking car. And I've got, and then I got to pay that money back. How in the fuck is going deeper in debt ever supposed to get you out of it? That theology is fucking pure bullshit. And I mean, any little kid, now I don't know these days, that made it to third grade should be able to add and subtract enough to understand that just don't work. We're killing ourselves with this shit. And all this free fucking shit, everything that comes on the TV, you know, they got the goddamn Medicare Plus, and it's free! All this stuff is free! Nothing in this goddamn world is free. Get that through your fucking head. You might not be paying for it, but somebody else is, and in this case, this has always been a corporate fucking welfare state, like this goddamn Amtrak right here. This has been a corporate fucking welfare fucking project since day one. Let's finish reading this. I got more money for passenger rail than the entire Amtrak system cost to begin with, he said. We're going to change the nation in a big way. And you're not going to be driving your car. If you want to go somewhere, we're going to tell you how. You're not going to smoke a cigarette, and you're going to wear a fucking mask, and you better have that fucking shot card, too. You fucking try it, you pricks. Amtrak continues to enjoy heavy subsidies from Congress. They were built with our money. Amtrak was built with our fucking money. These son of a bitches have never, from Congress, even though it has famously lost money for 50 years. Since 1971, Amtrak has cost taxpayers more than $100 billion fucking dollars, people. But this is the way we want to go. See, this is fucking losing money. I mean, goddamn, these people are brilliant. This is why they're so filthy fucking rich, is because they understand how to fucking handle finance so well, huh? Or is this a transfer from the fucking poor to the filthy? I mean, from the poorest of the poor to the filthiest of the filthy rich. Is that exactly what this fucking is? You can't call it nothing else. And Joe Biden, fucking man, I'm telling you, there's nobody responsible. There is no goddamn government. There is no guy. There's a fucking corporation out there that thinks that they're going to fucking subdue the fucking American people, subjugate us, and make us their fucking slaves. And then if they can get past that fucking procedural due process and that fucking Bill of Rights, if they can just get rid of that motherfucking Bill of Rights, they could have their new world order dream. You're not getting it, motherfucker. You're not getting it, Pompey. You're not getting it, Caesar. You're not getting it, Alexander. You're not conquering the fucking world. There's too many of us. And you'll kill, I know you've killed off a lot. I mean, we've got that thing up yesterday about the fact that on a world, counting the world deaths are fucking skyrocketing right now. And they've figured in COVID, they figured in, which doesn't exist to start with, so that's even more deaths. But they even figured it in, even though these people here know that it don't exist. And they've come down to that fucking shot. It's killing, but see, if they don't report on it, a tree falls in the fucking forest and they don't report on it, it didn't make a sound. You understand that? This is how fucking communists fight. But this ain't how we fight communists. You want to get rid of communists, you got to kill those son of a bitches. You got to put a bullet right through their fucking noggin. And then fucking kick them out in the fucking street and let the dogs eat them. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew. And them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Welcome to the jungle!
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:43 Pacific time, and that was Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Fucking Jungle. And it is going to be, this is going to be the most terrible thing that ever happened on this goddamn planet. I see, you know, they keep showing that Chinese premiere, that fat little fuck, man. You know what, Z? I don't fucking think shit of you, punk. By yourself, I would beat you into the fucking ground. And your fucking people don't fucking frighten me either. And your fucking, you know, they did, we put up two stories today. The first one said that on the 22nd, they fucking, the United States test fired their own little fucking little supersonic missile gutter or whatever in the fuck it is. Because they're going to take the goddamn wars into space now, you see. And then it failed. And then the very next article is on the 23rd, and they test fired it. And it's like they did it 2 days in a row, and the second time it worked, the first time it didn't. I mean, they're playing fucking games with us here, people. And their intent is, they said it the other day, that the communist Chinese want a one world communist order. Really? Well, fuck you, Chinese. We'll bury every fucking, we'll fucking destroy your race from this goddamn planet. You fucking ant motherfuckers. You're nothing to us. You let yourselves be fucking ruled like God. You're like dogs in a fucking kennel. You think we're afraid of you? You're fucking wrong. You fat fuck, you will fucking burn, you son of a bitch. Anyway, back to Biden and his fucking trains. The Biden's proposed plan sparked Amtrak to share a dream list of even more connected cities across the country. You're not going to tell me how to travel. You're not going to tell me how to fucking eat. You're not going to tell me that what you're going to put in my fucking body. You're not going to do shit to me, you son of a bitch. All you're going to do is fight me, because that's all that's fucking left for us motherfuckers. I mean, you put your shit, create a need in the jungle. I guarantee you the people in the jungle will find a way. We always have. That's one of, you know, it's a fuck kind of thing to live a fucking poor life, but by God, you know the fucking, you know your way around. And the people that are going to get the worst of this are the son of a bitches that went out there and participated in this fucking vote. You think you're middle class and they're going to take care of you. Oh, they're going to take care of you. Here's you like those food boxes. Well, they'll bring food boxes. The government will bring you food. Yeah, they will. And you'll stick your arm out and you'll take that death shot before you fucking get it. And it'll have so much shit in it to kill you. You won't last a fucking month. You don't know how to survive in the jungle. We fucking know how to survive in the jungle and destroy you at the same fucking time. It's all a part of the cycle, man. Joe's last statement here. You should should name half of the line after me, Biden said. I'm the most railroad guy you're ever going to meet. Fuck you. Shove your train up your fucking ass. I will not fucking be forced by you to ride a fucking train where you have fucking control over me and my, fuck you. You do not want to play this fucking game with us, I promise you. I promise you, you don't. You fuck your train, shove it up your ass. We'll see how that works out for you. Okay, here we go. Over 12,000 Air Force personnel poised not to meet COVID-19 vaccine mandate deadline. This is from Epic Times. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. And you know, they've talked about the thousands in the fucking Navy. First they said the Navy, they were just going along with it, and then they had to admit that they weren't. All these numbers are lies. The fact is, there is a handful, just like these pricks, but even on, like, Fucker Carlson and shit like that, where they're, you know, they'll tell a little truth. You know, they mix a little more truth in with the fucking, lies for their propaganda. They're sitting there telling you. This is all the power is being concentrated into a handful of fucking people. These aren't fucking elected officials. These fucking people are fucking just goddamn assholes that put their pants on one leg at a time like I do. Hire your fucking army. You wait till you see our fucking army. We'll fucking run you over. We'll mow you down like fucking grass on a summer day. Over 12,000 active duty Air Force personnel are poised to not meet the upcoming deadline to be fully vaccinated against the virus that causes COVID-19. See, they've been, you know, running the shit about that Wuhan lab. And the, oh, now he got Fauci. They got, Rand Paul, he got Fauci. He got him, you know, telling him that to lie to Congress is against the law, you see. And then they proved it today, you know, they had from the, that there was financing for that lab over in Wuhan. But they fucking see, that's just again to support the idea that COVID-19 is real. It is not fucking real. It has never been isolated. They can't show it to you because it doesn't fucking exist. But this is the way the fucking communists work. And Rand Paul, you're a fucking little communist prick too. Because you're playing the fucking game. You see, if Rand Paul's right, then that COVID-19 that doesn't exist was created in that lab over in Wuhan, China, or where in the hell it is. And we helped pay for it. You didn't know, that's what's supposed to make you mad, man. It's like, I was talking to somebody, I can't remember who it was, about, you know, a fucking how doublespeak works. But the thing is, if it doesn't exist, then you're all fucking lying motherfuckers. And you are fucking killing off the world population at record rate. Especially people from 30 to 40 years old are dying at record rate. Accelerated rate. Says the people that are studying it. And I mean, they're studying it fast as they can to put the proofs on fucking paper to show it. But the bottom line is, the vaccine's killing. It's not a vaccine. And they keep calling it a vaccine. It's like, you know, goddamn, they came out. It was a whole week that the people were, you know, that the CDC put it right on their goddamn side. This is not a vaccine. This is a goddamn, DNA fucking treatment. This is to change your fucking DNA in your body so that your own immune system attacks you and kills you. That's what it fucking is. It's not about, and they said right in the CDC's own documents. On their website, this is not a vaccine, but we're still calling it a vaccine now, aren't we? This is more of that fucking Orwellian fucking doublespeak shit, and this is more of that fucking Goebbels. If you keep saying that lie, make the lie, hell, the lie ain't working, make it bigger. Tell it bigger. But every chance they get, COVID-19. Now see this whole thing with everybody sitting there, I knew that son of a bitch, I know I hate that fucking Fauci. He was over there, he helped create that COVID-19 that's killing all these people. No, he didn't, and no, they didn't, because the son of a bitch doesn't exist. What's killing the fucking people is the fucking biological fucking weapon that they have unleashed on the fucking world population for the reason of fucking culling the fucking people down to under 500 million to live in perpetual fucking unison with fucking nature and be their goddamn slaves. An amount of people that they can fucking control. They can't control the 7 billion that are out there now. And it's time for that 7 billion to come down on them like a goddamn tornado. Rip them motherfuckers apart. You got nothing to fucking lose. They're aiming to kill you. They're aiming to kill your children. They're aiming to kill your grandchildren down to fucking 500 million so that you can just produce enough fucking kids for them to fucking pedophile. And you can produce enough fucking goddamn labor to fucking feed them while they sit on their fat fucking asses like the kings of old. That's what they want. They want their goddamn serfs back. They want their goddamn royalty back. And they've made this into a corporate monarchy. No, you can't say it's anything fucking else. Because they are fucking doing things that are against our fucking laws. They are violating the fucking law. The law is clear. That is the law of we the people, the only law ever ratified by we the fucking people. The law of fucking December 15, 1791, known as your Bill of Rights. Now, they did ratify one more law. That was that Volstead Act. And see, that was just an experiment, man. Anything that they've ratified has just been an experiment. And could they get away with it? Because it's all been, the Volstead Act should have been struck down the first fucking day. Somebody should have took them into a common law court and said, you can't do it. You can't tell me what I can or cannot put in my fucking body, period. You can't fucking do it. You would have to get individual, you'd have to come at me as an individual in your individual capacity. You'd have to gain authority over me through the fucking process lined out, outlined in the fucking Bill of Rights. You would have to meet you would have to satisfy every fucking, clause in that fucking procedural due process to the point of a fucking common law jury. And then that common law jury having my due process of the fucking law right up to the fucking verdict, only that fucking jury could get jurisdictional authority over me to fucking make, so you could make me do something I don't want to do. That's the only way this fucking law can be lawfully done. That's why they keep saying it. They'll keep telling you, this is against the law. I mean, I hear it all day long. When because I have to listen to that stupid shit. I mean, even though I'd soon throw that goddamn TV out in the fucking street. That was their first fucking, when they got inside your house. We actually, the radio, first they had the goddamn newspaper and they were getting inside your house. But it wasn't like that radio. Then the radio was inside your house and it was fucking con men and propagandists. And then they got that goddamn TV in there. Just like on Animal Farm. They got that TV in there and the sheep sat down and they glued their fucking eyes to it. And when the people finally started breaking away from that fucking TV, then they started coming up with all these little gadgets, you know. I've caught people. They're fucking talking to one another in the same goddamn room on a fucking texting on phones. And I go, what in the fuck are you doing? Oh, we were you motherfucking stupid son of a bitch. I mean, this is reprogramming your goddamn mind, don't you get it? The goddamn phone, you know you can dial that up, or you know, just put the son of a bitch down, look over at the fucker across the room from you and talk to him. But I mean, the people have fucking gobbled this shit up out of fucking goddamn. Well, because there really hasn't been any technological breakthroughs. They've just honed the technologies that we had clear back in the fucking 70s. They've made it smaller, and they made it so I can go down the road watching TV, guys. I can put the earphone in my and watch my favorite fucking movie riding in a car. Of course, I'm supposed to be driving, but hell, that don't matter no more. How many times you about been nailed by somebody and you look and somebody ran a fucking light or something and coming right at you with the fucking phone up to their ear? I mean, people are just you can't see it. You let them slip that thin edge of that thick wedge right up your fucking ass, and now it's at the thick edge and it's starting to hurt a bit. And you wait till you see what's coming. And then you're gonna have to, you're not gonna just be in the jungle. They're gonna push you into the jungle. Where they know you're gonna get ripped to fucking shreds. Now, I can't imagine somebody, you know, that's never fucking had to live like I've had to live and had to survive like I've had to survive, who doesn't have the experience. I mean, you can talk about being poor what you fucking want. You better fucking know your P's and Q's and you better know what the fuck you're doing or you will not fucking survive in that jungle. You'll have to go become a communist. But the people in the fucking jungle, you told us we couldn't do drugs. We did drugs. You told us you've told us 1,000 things we can't do. Fuck you, we did it anyway. But then again, that was just to feed the fucking goddamn, to get that illegal fucking Admiralty Court in fucking place and fucking make it a money-making fucking corporate machine. And that's all it is. You called the goddamn, court here in Klamath County. They answered this is the company lines, and they tell you who the fuck, they give you the list of fucking people you can punch in their fucking number if you want to talk to them. They're telling you. This ain't no hidden secret. This isn't some fucking, oh man, when I first was telling people shit 20, 30 years ago, I was telling people what the fuck did this, about the corporation, that this is what they're doing. Put on your tin hat, huh? Put on my tin hat, man. Now what are you going to do? How are you going to eat? You're going to watch your fucking children starve to death. You're going to watch them get raped. Because you haven't just paid attention. You've looked for that fucking dollar. You've chased that fucking mammon. Man, all I can think about is my next trip over to the coast. To go spend a week at the coast or go up to Alaska and shoot a moose. That's what I'm thinking about. That's all that's on my mind. I'm going to get up and go and do my fucking slaving ass job. See, I'm doing good. I can look down on them people there. Oh, yeah, I'm going to vote straight Republican. As long as I've voted Republican, I've done pretty good. I've done pretty good. I've sold my people's rights out. I sold your rights out. They've sold my rights out so that you could have your fucking elk trip. But, and then you have your comfort zone, you know, where you get into every few hours after fucking work. You sit there and you drink your fucking beer. You watch a stupid-ass fucking football game with faggots in it. I mean, promoting faggism. I mean, you're disgusting. Your fucking mind, I don't get it. I think I'm from another planet. I sit back and look at this shit like, Jesus Christ Almighty, are these people real? But it's what I see. I mean, wake the fuck up, or you're gonna die. I mean, somebody can be drowning, and you can throw them a goddamn life preserver over the fucking side of the boat. If they don't fucking reach out and grab it, they're fucking going down. Or else you can jump in the water and let them drown your ass too on the way down. But when you get into the fucking jungle, you sons of bitches, you're going to be competing with people who have grew up in the fucking jungle, okay? They know their fucking way around in the jungle. They know how to remember the things they see and get them eventually. Welcome to the jungle. That's all we're going to have to say to you, because you're the fuckers that put us in the jungle. You're the fuckers that made us have to fucking live this kind of fucking life, but we know how to live it. We know how to survive it. We know how to actually fucking thrive and fucking take from it. I mean, when the goddamn iron hand comes out of the silk glove and comes down, we already know how to deal with that. And we know how to deal with you and your treasonous asses and your fucking money worshiping asses. And we know how to deal with these fucking 11 fucking communists. I mean, they were talking like numbers like 11 people are fucking, but it isn't. It's the fucking, all these governors and shit. And that's why you're seeing this. That's why they're even talking about all this other stuff. And they found that fucker's body that supposedly killed his girlfriend. I don't know. I don't give a shit. But it was one of those diversion tactics. They put old Nancy Grace. I cannot stand to listen to that woman talk. But they got, all of a sudden this body pops up and it's the guy that's, the big search is on and on Dog the Butt Bounty Hunter. I mean, they're bringing in all the fucking WWF fucking bullshit to fucking get you fucking, everybody likes a good murder mystery. That'll keep your mind off of things while you're fucking, until your stomach starts growling, you go to look and there ain't no goddamn food. That'll keep you busy. That'll keep your mind going. And then you won't be fucking ready. But there's too many of us that are ready. The people in the jungle stay fucking ready. You can fuck you live from day to day. Sometimes from minute to minute, depending on the situation. But when you get here, man, because you did not listen, because you would not listen, because you were more fucking interested in fucking your creature comforts. And the fucking hell of it is, the creature comforts you could have if the people just fucking looked at that fucking Bill of Rights, understood who they were, who they are, and fucking enforce the fucking law, you would have more. But hey, you know what? That guy next to you, the Joneses next to you, they'd have the same. They'd have a plenty too. And I think that that's become the sickness in this country, is not only do you want more, you can't get enough. I mean, and this is people at all fucking levels, right up to the fucking upper middle class. You can't get enough. It's not just keeping up with the Joneses. You want to see the fucking Joneses. I'd like to see it. Well, now I'm really, you got busted, man. I mean, when the 2008 fucking derivatives bubble popped, that fraud, that fucking, I mean, they did the same fucking thing back then to us that they're doing now in the same fucking way. But when it did, fine furniture sitting out on the fucking sidewalk where people had been evicted. I mean, it was just, my sister told me about, like, in South Carolina, the street she lived on, there was just fucking people's furniture. Just, you could just pull over and pick up a brand new couch better than you could ever afford in your whole fucking life. But they fucking, it wasn't just keeping up with the Joneses. You want to see them other people put beneath you so you can feel superior to them. Well, you get in the fucking jungle and we'll see who's the fucking superior one. And that's what's about to happen to your dumbasses. And these people in the military, man, you people that are fucking walking away from this, come home. Come home to your fucking people and you want to fucking defend that fucking freedom and liberty that you thought you were fucking defending by going and joining a United Nations fucking goddamn thug club? A fucking international fucking theft fucking ring for the fucking Zionist Jews? Come home. Because now's your chance to defend that fucking freedom and liberty that made your fucking heart pump when you thought, I'll put that uniform on and thought you were going to serve your fucking people. You got a chance to serve your people now. And it's time to fucking do it. It's past time to do it. You think on it. Tell these fuckers to go to hell. Take whatever you can with you. When we get the other shit, I mean, fuck, we're going to need people that can fucking operate this stuff. People who can train other people. We're going to need these guys. But they're going to fucking have to answer up. I mean, they're going to have to admit that I was the fucking enemy. I fucking committed treason against you guys. I fucking didn't. You can claim stupidity. But I don't know if you can even do that anymore, goddamn, with what's going on. I mean, this is right in your fucking face. This is, that muddy elephant ain't sitting in your living room. There's 15 of them sitting on you, and you're halfway up one of them's ass at this point in the ball game. But I think you people have known it all along. You people like in the military here who are fucking aren't going to take that shot. You know, you've known all along that you were fucking playing the game. You were going along to get along with fucking treachery. So you're going to have to make yourself exemplified. You're going to have to fucking, you're going to have to do more than everybody else. You're going to have to fucking show that you fucking deserve to fucking another chance to fucking live a free fucking life, and that you will fucking never, ever fucking be, step, I mean, goddamn, if they could win, you know you're the first that's going to go. Because you've committed treason against your people and your country. They fear you. They will really fear you. If this was successful and they took this country over, you would be their number one fucking, just like the fucking, white party and fucking back in, 1917 Russia. When they fucking succeeded in the revolution against the Tsar and the fucking communists took over, and they were still the, white, they were armed. They had their guns. They had actually done the goddamn fighting. But the communists told them, well, we just make sure they don't get in the hands of any of them people that might come up and reinstate a czar or something. And you need to probably bring them in and register them with us. And when they did, they fucking took their guns and they took them out in a fucking pre-dug fucking trench and they put a fucking bullet in the back of their head. And that's what they'll do to you. They're trying to put a fucking bullet in your fucking arm right now, and you know it, don't you? You figured it out, didn't you? But how long have you been a fucking traitor? I mean, who can trust you? Should we trust them, guys? Should we trust these motherfuckers? I guess we'll find out. Anyway, we're past the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches, a Patriot broadcast from the trenches. And until then, I mean, this stuff is just going to keep coming out day after day. These are the old communists. They are busting their fucking asses. They are struggling. They're acting irrationally even. Because they're acting out of fear. Because they know this whole thing is falling apart on them. And they know what the consequences of the fucking jungle being released on them is. And they know that it's the end of them. It's not only the end of them here in America, it's the end of them on this goddamn planet. Because if we have to go through this, we can't stop. We're already in this war. We're in a war. And we have to fight it. So we might as well try to make sure that another generation doesn't have to go through the fucking hell we've gone through. We better destroy it, every fucking bit of it, from the top to the fucking bottom. Every fucking traitor must fucking die. And that's from the top to the bottom, Rothschilds. And we will fucking take that nuclear arsenal, and if we have to, we'll fucking use it. They are not going to fucking take this country away from us. They are not going to take our autonomy and our freedom and liberty away from us. You have to fucking set your mind on that, get your mind right, and say, fucking, if it's just me and they catch me alone, I guess I gotta fucking kill as many of them as I fucking can. That's all I can fucking do. And you do it too. And we outnumber them. We all do it. If it's each individual does it, they cannot come close. They can't even scratch the fucking surface of the fucking power we have. Unleash it. It's time. It's past time. That is the word from the trenches.
Wait a minute. Weekend, brother.
Yeah, you too, brother. It is the weekend, huh?
Yes, sir.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!